Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
My three sons, Claire, are grown. Two of them are out of state. One lives in state. He's married. He's 23 years old. I felt the nudge before coming to work today to make him a big batch of sweet rolls and bring a thermos of coffee to him. And I'm a health conscious person, so bringing sugar and caffeine is not in conjunction with my sensibilities. But I just felt the nudge to do it. And he was so surprised to see me. And he said, oh, this, tell me how long his day had already started out. And all these guys that work for him are peeking their head out going, who's the blondie he's talking to? He just wrapped his arms around me so sincerely in front of all these guys that work for him and thanked me from the bottom of his heart. And honestly, Claire, it was a sacred moment. It really is a privilege to respond to the nudge, isn't it?
Yeah, you see, in that instance, we think, or you probably thought, you were going to do something good for your son. But it may be that there is was a guy watching that scene who has a difficult relationship with his mother.
Hmm.
We don't know what the ripple effects are. Oftentimes, we just think we're doing something good for someone, but there's peripheral people around watching us, and there are things that are happening in the kingdom of God that we just don't fully understand.
Wow.
I had somebody ask me once, well, have you ever had your stop for somebody, let's say they've broken down on the side of the road, and it turns out they didn't need your help anyway, and you obviously misread the will of God? And I said, what makes you think I misread the will of God? Well, they didn't need any help. I said, maybe God was simply testing me to see once if I'd be willing to help. Perhaps when I stopped and I left, the guy that was broken down the side of the road said, you know, I've never stopped for anybody broke down the side of the road. That was a nice thing for that guy to do. I ought to do that. You see, what's the worst that could happen if we obeyed God? We'd do something nice for someone else, or we'd keep ourselves from evil, because I do tell in the book that a lot of the 10-second rule impressions I get are to keep me from temptation. How can that not be the will of God?